Hello and welcome back to the show. You may notice it's just two of us today. It's going to be just me, Dr. Killjoy, and C Train. Lord Sigmund is important business today. He is negotiating peace treaties in other countries, so he can't join us on this episode. So today we're going to be talking about Mr. Omalley and a show that he just had, or it's been on TikTok now, where he had a concert and done some pretty interesting things. First, let's get into Omalley because I know I didn't have any idea who this guy was before he started blowing up on TikTok. But what about you, C-Train? Have you ever heard of Omalley before?
I have not. I saw the video, and I guess that's going to be following him around for the rest of his life.
Well, he's popular now. If he wasn't before, he is now. His original name is Stanley Oma Dydia, known professionally as Omalay. He is a Nigerian singer and songwriter, and he gained a widespread recognition in early 2020 after his self-produced single "Bad Influence." So, I mean, I guess he's been a musician for a couple years now, and he's not even that old. He was born in 1997, so the guy's only 26. He's a fairly young guy. So, in an attempt to please the crowd, which he definitely did something to the crowd.
Yeah, he did.
I don't even know exactly what to say about what he did, but
Well, like
two of the victims in that crowd are the victim.
yeah, the victim.
I'm sorry that happened.
When you go to a concert and you see your favorite artist or the artist of the week, whoever you're seeing, and something like this occurs, I mean, how do you justify it? On one hand, you're trying to do something nice for your partner, your girlfriend, boyfriend, blah blah blah. And on the other hand, they turn around and they do what this woman did.
Okay, for those few of you that have not seen this video yet and have not, so you can have an idea of what we're talking about. This young couple, apparently they were together for about 6 or 7 years. This young man decided to do something nice for his girlfriend or wife. I don't know if they were married or not. He bought tickets to Mr. Omalley's concert, really good ones. Got her right up front so she'd get a great shot of the show, really enjoy the show, and I'm sure they went there to enjoy the show. Well,
That was the intent, I would
that was the
imagine.
intent. Well, I guess it was getting to a point to where I guess Omalley was going to pull a young lady up onto the audience and help him perform one of his songs. And this girlfriend really wanted to get on stage to the point to where she kind of separated herself from her boyfriend so that security would choose her, and hoping that security would choose her and allow her to go on stage. And she was successful.
Yes.
She went on stage, and I'm pretty sure at least the boyfriend had no idea what was about to happen. He produced or proceeded to lead her up to an area of the stage where they would be behind curtains performing different sexual acts.
Yeah.
And it got very, very pr provocative. And
Yes.
while this was going on, the people around the boyfriend were laughing at this poor guy that had to basically sit and watch this transpire. So,
How do you deal with that? I mean, what goes through your mind is your woman of how six between 6 and 8 years they were in a relationship, correct?
somewhere around
Something
there,
like that?
yes.
And she goes and distances herself from him so that way she can go up on stage and basically shadow screw a guy she's never met
For about
for
10 minutes.
about 10 minutes.
So 7 years of your life, you're pretty much throwing in the toilet for 10 minutes.
Yep.
Me personally, you got to take your medicine while you're there, because I mean, obviously there's not much you can do at the time. But me personally, that woman would not have a house to come back to.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. I just couldn't do it.
How would you feel though? I mean, like if you were at that concert, let's say you took your significant other there, and
Must have been the
well, oh, that's our cue to hit that like and subscribe button.
Hit that like and subscribe button. Tell us what you would do.
On that cue, go ahead and hit that like and subscribe button and join us for more in future podcasts.
Stick around. We got a whole
lot. Stick around for more.
No, it's, you know, you try to do something nice for somebody and they take advantage. I mean, she literally took advantage of the situation.
Yes, she did.
You know, and anybody who's been in a relationship, and if the relationship is stale, it's not going anywhere, and this was an attempt to revitalize it, you give props to the guy for doing it.
Right.
You know? And you don't give props to the woman for taking advantage of it. It's just kicking the guy while he's down. It just seemed like, because she didn't join back up with him from what I saw.
And not just that. Let's say that you weren't the guy, that you were there next to the guy.
Yeah.
And you seen this guy. Is that something you'd laugh at this guy for?
No.
I feel bad for the guy. I feel
bad for him too. I saw a video of him walking away empty handed. So
I mean, because that's seven. I'm sure he obviously had feelings for this woman, and then to have that happen, the laughing at this guy is probably the last thing I would do. I feel bad for you, but I hope you drop that woman, because you already seen what the future has in hold for you.
You saw her true colors that night.
Yeah, that ain't cool by any means.
No way. But if you think it was cool, like, subscribe, tell us down in the comments just how cool you think it was.
Yeah, what would you do? What would you do? I mean, if you grew with a woman and thought that was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be with a rap person and have your dreams or fantasies come true, and she was justified in what she did, leave in the comments. You know, tell us what you think, and, you know, we can do another show maybe and have a dialogue about it. Maybe go live and have a dialogue about it. If you support her actions, if you feel like me and feel bad for the guy that she did that to, you know, show your support for him.
Yeah.
Let him know that, you know, it's, you know, that there's more to life than that woman.
Yeah, yeah, I know, right?
There's more out there.
So, think of all the space he'll have in his apartment now after he gets rid of all of her stuff.
Or burns it.
Or burns it, yeah.
You know, I mean, hopefully he doesn't do anything too bad or too rash, and I hope he gets over this soon and finds a better woman, has a better life.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Well, thanks for stopping by, and catch you on the next one.